Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
an unmitigated disaster in wiring up this circuit. I'm trying to make a possibly 10 or at least 10 temperature sensors in an array, and there's 5 chip sensors in a little bucket, and 3 normal thermocouples, a high temperature thermocouple, and an ultra sensitive temperature thermocouple, all in one unit. And as well as that, mass measurement, pH measurement, and two pressure measurement. So I've got all these things working independently of sorts. Now I'm trying to integrate them together. Now, just to put you in the picture, the ultimate aim is that I have a delivery system for a chemical, say an acid, and the acid is dripped in, titrated in through a servo and syringe system. And the more I try, the more complicated it gets, the more risks that I have to look at. Now, I've just decided that I'll have all the sensors at the end of this pod, and this pod contains all the A to D's, and then it goes digitally after that. I've got working bits and pieces, but it's all falling apart. My own skill level is just not there. So I cut things, and the cables breaks or something shorts, and it's just demon to the software, and just is knocking me about at the moment. So one of the main things is that when I strip wire and solder it, the solder goes up and weakens it. It's one of these things that you either have to have a complete solder joint with solid wire, or with multi-strand wire, you have to, even though it wicks up beautifully, you really have to compression or mechanically hold that down. And it's just a whole lot of effort to get that done. And so what's happened is that the liquid crystal display is not working, and I've just got and you wire it back to base, and I've got to have a system where and I've sort of rearranged the plug on it so it neatly plugs in. So the LCD display is a little basically a serial input and a power input, and for some reason that just is just a nightmare. I can't really work out what's going on there. So what happens is that I take the power off the Arduino board into this other board which I'm making, this prototype board, and it's just not a very reliable process. I've sort of got the process of DuPont connectors, so I suppose that I should be soft for myself that I'm learning the ins and outs of this. I'm just going to be crucified at the moment. It's taking so much effort, and so it's like computer programming, where it's a bit more frustrating, because computer programming, if you make a mistake, it doesn't cross short out and destroy something else, or if something doesn't work, you can break it up into modules fairly, and you can put control loops here. Now here, the difficulty is that I'm soldering it. I'm tacking it, tack soldering it to make it work, and it's one of these things that if you tack solder and you solder it, and the it just got up to a level of complexity where my skill level is such that it's all fallen apart. It's rather sad to see. So I'll just keep on pushing it up. And yes, just absolutely, I feel really stupid and dumb at the moment. So what's happened is that I have a it's taking so long. I sort of can realize that I've got a back, and this is a really interesting thing for me, because one of the things I'm trying to do is actually create a device, a system that students can do. You know, that I build it. I don't want to build it once. I want to make it doable. So I can actually build the actual doable aspects of it quite easily. It's just the integration of the components to make sure that it goes there. So essentially, what I have to do is rather than go in complete separate steps, go in mezzanine steps. So build up a subcomponent board. So it's now becoming quite obvious what I have to do in terms of building a prototype board, building mini prototype subsystems, and then integrating those subsystems together. I'm just wondering what the heck is going on here. I'm going in for my blood test and then some training. I'm just feeling absolutely shy. I think anyone would if it's down to you to build the next generation of devices, and you've got the plan of how to do it, but it's just completely falling apart. So I'm just having a quick look around in this goddamn car park, and it's absolutely chock-a-block, which is not the nicest thing. There's people just manoeuvring left and right. Hopefully I'll be able to sneeze. Hopefully I'll be able to get out of here. And have my blood test. So I'll just go. It's not much to talk to you about. It's just this awful thing. And like, even the laser pointer I built for someone fell apart. That's because I didn't solder it properly. It's just a real... So I'm beginning to work out what to do. It's just not good enough, unfortunately.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.